This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. We will get to those heavier topics in just a bit, but let's start off with a look at the labor market. Last week, first-time unemployment claims dropped to their lowest level since the pandemic began. 406,000 people filed claims. That sounds great compared to any point in the last 15 months, but it's still far higher than the numbers before coronavirus struck. And yet, a lot of employers say they're having a hard time hiring, especially in the hospitality industry. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
Hiring had become such a time suck for Wes Hansen that he hired someone to take over hiring. And it's kind of working. He owns a barbecue joint in Phoenix called Pork on a Fork, and he's seeing an increase in applications. But
out of the 250, I think we've interviewed 10.
He says people schedule interviews and don't show up, even when it's just a Zoom call. And it's all starting to make him feel a little crazy.
Are these even real people?
The search for workers is getting so difficult that Jeffrey Bank, who owns Carmine's, an Italian restaurant chain with locations in Atlantic City, Washington, D.C., and other tourist spots, is doing something he hasn't done in years, pounding the pavement.
I talk to doormen in buildings in Manhattan. I talk to people at the gas station.
He expects to need 600 new employees by the end of summer. He's offering $100 to $500 signing bonuses. In fact, every business owner I talk to says they're offering bonuses. David Farahi, COO of Monarch Casino and Resort in Reno, Nevada, has also raised wages. An entry-level housekeeper who once made $15 an hour now makes $17. But
we have not found any kind of silver bullet.
He's still 300 employees short.
What we've had to do is find technological solutions to reduce the need for people.
That means when customers place a sports bet or cash out, they'll interact with a kiosk instead of a cashier. Jennifer Tierney of Tierney Recruiting Services says right now, in addition to how much money and how are the benefits, there's a third question that's coming up more and more.
You know, when I'm interviewing somebody, they're asking me, what does work-life balance look like? They're tired of not having life, I guess.
The six-day weeks, 12-hour shifts, unpredictable schedules, and the culture.
There is a lot of assholes out there that are running these restaurant companies. And they just come in and scream and yell at people, and people just are sick of it.
She thinks that means the hospitality industry is in for a change. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.